And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 2nd of March, 2017. The novelist John Irving, born on this day in Exeter, New Hampshire, 1942, whose first big successful novel was The World According to Garp, came out in 1978. It's the birthday of Theodore Geisel, Springfield, Massachusetts, 1904, who wrote under the name Dr. Seuss. His first book for children, 1937, and To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street. In 1955, an educator asked Dr. Seuss if he'd write a book to help children learn how to read and gave him a list of 300 words that most first graders know, and he had to write the book using only those words. And that was the book that would become The Cat in the Hat. It uses only 220 different words. Later, Seuss's publisher bet him $50 that he couldn't write a book using only 50 different words, and Seuss won the bet with his book Green Eggs and Ham. It's the birthday of the journalist and novelist Tom Wolfe, born in Richmond, Virginia, 1931, author of The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test, The Right Stuff, and many other books. He got a Ph.D. at Yale, but decided to go into newspaper reporting. And then during a newspaper strike in New York City, when he lost his job at the paper he worked for, he decided to pitch an idea to Esquire magazine for a story about the hot rod car culture around Southern California. He had a hard time trying to write the piece, finally just turned in his notes, and Esquire published the notes. And that was The Candy-Colored Tangerine Flake Streamlined Baby. Came out in 1965. Tom Wolfe wrote an essay a few years ago arguing that the newspaper industry would stand a much better chance of survival if editors encouraged reporters to provide the emotional reality of the news rather than just the facts. He said there are four technical devices needed to get to the emotional core of the story, devices that are used in fiction. And those devices are, one, constructing scenes, two, dialogue, lots of it, three, carefully noting social status details, everything from dress and furniture to the infinite status clues of speech, how one talks to superiors or inferiors, and four, point of view, in the Henry James sense of putting the reader inside the mind of someone other than the writer. Those, said Tom Wolfe, are the devices that give fiction its absorbing or gripping quality, that make the reader feel present in the scene described and even inside the skin of a particular character. Here's a poem for today by Joseph Mills entitled Turning. My friend's kid runs the sideline, gets a pass, turns and scores with a kick to the near post. It's how the play should go, but at this age rarely does. My son sprints to him, arms up. They high-five and celebrate a moment, then turn to jog back to their positions. Last year, they would have hopped round madly, twirled, fallen backwards, and rolled in the grass. This season, they're serious. No more skipping, no more acting sweetly goofy. Now they turn towards one another rather than towards us. No more checking that we've seen. But we have. We know the score and what's lost as they try to turn themselves into men. Turning, a poem by Joseph Mills from his collection This Miraculous Turning, published by Press 53 and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.